Welcome to the Deep Dive. Now, we know many of you are right in the thick of it, prepping for the strategic case study exam this week. So we're doing something a bit different, a focus dive, really. We're looking at the November 2024 to February 2025 examiner's report to pull out the really crucial, generally applicable advice for you.
That's right. We've spent time with this report, which analyzed performance on a past case study, a company called Rhodamine Lithium Mining. But look, the specifics of Rhodamine, that's not the point for your exam this week. The gold is in the examiner's feedback, the broader lessons on strategic thinking and exam technique. Our mission here is to extract that advice that'll help you, whatever pre-scene you're working with.
Okay, great. So where do we start? If there's one, like, headline message from this report for someone sitting the exam soon, what is it?
Honestly, it sounds almost too basic, but it's fundamental. Answer the question that you're actually being asked.
Right. Not the question you wish you were asked or the one you prepared for.
Exactly. The examiner is really clear that this is a major reason, maybe the key primary reason. Candidates fail. They just don't address the specific requirement.
Okay, so it sounds simple, but clearly it's a big trip hazard. What does that mean practically, you know, when you're looking at the paper?
It means really, really careful reading, meticulous reading, before you even think about writing.
Uh-huh.
Read the question. Read the scene setting info that comes with it. Dissect it. Understand what's truly being asked. And this totally relies on you having properly absorbed the pre-scene material beforehand. That's your starting point.
Yeah, you can't give a specific answer if you don't deeply understand the world the question is set in. The pre-scene is that world.
Precisely. And these aren't generic questions. They're tailored to the scenario. Now, often there isn't just one single right answer path. Your judgment, how you apply your knowledge to the specifics, that's what's being tested. It needs to be defensible within that context.
Okay, that makes sense. And how do they mark these answers? It's not like ticking boxes, is it?
No, definitely not. It's what they call holistic marking. Each part of your answer, each requirement, is judged on its overall merit, its quality.
Right.
The report talks about different levels, level one, two, and three answers.
Right.
Basically, to get into those higher levels, level two and especially level three, you need a logical response. Has to be clearly linked to the scenario's specifics, and it needs to show good technical understanding applied appropriately.
So it's showing you can operate like a senior manager within that fictional business.
That's a great way to put it. Think like a director who's been given an important task.
Hmm.
You wouldn't just give a superficial answer. You'd provide something well-reasoned, something that tackles the core issue head-on, considering the relevant factors. That's the kind of thinking they reward.
Got it. Now, the report also mentions some knowledge gaps, areas where candidates seemed generally weaker in the Rhodamine exams. What can we learn from that for this week, even if the topics are different?
Yeah, the examiner highlighted things like currency risks and understanding betas as specific weak spots then. But the big takeaway isn't about those specific topics necessarily. It's broader. It's about ensuring your revision covers the whole syllabus.
Ah, right. Don't just focus narrowly on what seems immediately relevant from the pre-scene.
Exactly. That's a classic mistake. The case study can, and often does, draw on foundational knowledge from across the different pillars. So you really can't afford to neglect any major areas during your revision. Be prepared for anything to potentially come up, even if it seems peripheral to the main story.
That's a really critical point. Okay, what about understanding the actual business in the scenario? The examiner commented on that, right? About weaker answers not quite grasping the specifics.
Yes, definitely. The report explicitly links level one marks the weaker answers to a failure to appreciate the unique characteristics of the business.
And while we're not focused on Rhodamine, what kind of issues illustrated this point? What should our listeners be watching out for in their own case?
Well, one observation from the Rhodamine context was about treating each task uniquely. You know, no two assignments are the same.
Mm-hmm.
Generic, boilerplate answers just weren't good enough. Each problem needed its own tailored plan.
Makes sense. What else?
Another point was about risk perception. Senior management needs a full picture of risks, including, importantly, risks coming from customers. If Rhodamine's customers hit trouble, that directly impacted Rhodamine.
Right, the interconnectedness of it all.
Exactly. And finally, linked to Rhodamine being in mining was the idea that the company faced risks with potentially massive impacts. Not understanding the scale and nature of those specific industry risks was a weakness.
Okay, so stripping away the Rhodamine specifics, the universal lesson here is Really get under the skin of the fictional business you're given this week. Understand its market, its pressures, how different parts connect, and then make absolutely sure your answers reflect that specific context. No generic stuff.
Precisely that. Avoid the one-size-fits-all response. Show you've analyzed this organization in this environment.
And the final piece of advice that seemed to come through strongly was about justification, right? Explaining the why.
Yes, hugely important. The report really hammers this home. Develop your arguments and justify your recommendations. Don't just state an opinion or a solution. Explain the reasoning behind it. This is absolutely key for hitting those level 3 marks. It's about the clear, logical application of technical knowledge to the scenario. Show you're working, essentially.
So wrapping this up for everyone facing the exam this week, if we boil down these insights from the examiner's report, it seems to be about a few core things.
I think so.
First, laser focus. Answer the exact question asked. Read it carefully.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely number one.
Second, deep context. Really understand the nuances of the specific business in your scenario.
Yes, know its world.
Third, broad knowledge. Make sure your syllabus revision is comprehensive. Don't just focus narrowly.
Crucial. Don't get caught out.
And finally, solid reasoning. Back up everything you recommend with clear logic and justification linked to the case.
That's it. Nail those, and you're putting yourself in a much stronger position.
Excellent. So maybe a final thought for everyone listening as they head into this exam week.
Yeah, maybe think about it this way. This whole process, you know, taking a complex scenario, digging into its specifics, applying broad business principles, and building a logical, justified response. That's not just exam technique.
Right. It's more fundamental.
It really is. It's actually a core skill for strategic leadership in any career. Being able to synthesize information and make reasoned judgments under pressure. So approach this exam not just as a hurdle, but as, well, a chance to really practice and demonstrate that vital skill. Good luck with it.